Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Denver, Colorado at the Mohawk Edge meeting, and I'm with Kelly Whittefield, the Senior Vice President of Marketing. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. You did a good job on stage today. We're right in the middle of the first day of Edge. Tell our listeners real quick what Edge is.
So Edge is our conference that we do every other year with our line dealers, and it's a great opportunity to end the year on a celebratory fashion and look forward to the coming year. We roll out and preview all of our new products, all of our new marketing programs, and we have a lot of fun with our dealers. It's all about partnership and customer loyalty, and we have a fantastic event here.
You have roughly 300 customers here and 600 guests outside of the Mohawk employees. So it's a big meeting, right?
It is a big meeting, and when you consider the number of store locations for that 300 customers, it's a big impact for us.
So we heard this morning from Jeff Lorberbaum, and some people come just to hear that, and it's some good information. He was talking about the fact the last couple of years in residential replacement sales have been soft, and he talked about this inflection point of when the housing market's going to finally turn around. And he said, as nobody really knows for sure, right? So he made that point. But he also gave us some great statistics around the fact that 80% of homeowners have mortgages that are under 5%, and that there's $325,000 worth of equity on average per home. So there's pent-up demand there. And he also pointed out that the competition for a retailer, your customer, is not the guy down the street, but it's maybe that homeowner that goes and spends his money somewhere else. Those are all key points, aren't they?
Oh, they definitely are. We do think that there's pent-up demand. We think that the remodel business and renovation business will come back. We don't have a crystal ball. I wish we did to know exactly when, but we've been doing a lot of legwork in the background preparing ourselves as well as our dealers for when that volume returns.
And we're all hoping, and he said this from the stage, that it's the second half of this 2025 year, right?
I think that's where most people would put their money, yeah.
Okay. One other thing that happened on the stage today is you introduce Ken Walma, who's the incoming president of Mohawk's North American residential business, right?
We did. It was a great opportunity for Ken to have a meet and greet with a lot of our dealers. You know, he's here spending time with all of them and listening to what their needs are and their desires, and he's intensely focused on how we can help them grow their business and make them more profitable.
He's a young guy with a fresh perspective, and he says, you know, my goal is not to get you to sell more Mohawk product. I thought that was really interesting. He made a point that his goal is to make sure that your customers are profitable. I thought that was a key point.
Yeah, he's definitely a very strategic thinker and looks at it for the long game, not anything short term. So all of the speech that he made on stage is a perfect indication of who Ken is and how he is behind closed doors, and we couldn't be happier to have him.
One aside, he came from Big Ass Fans into this role, right?
He did. He spent time with Big Ass Fans. He's worked in other categories, I think always very adjacent to flooring and focused on kind of building products. So he's got a lot of great experience. And what I love is he's taking a lot of time to listen to what the dealers are asking.
One of the things I want to talk to you about is Mohawk's program when it comes to digital marketing. Give us a quick overview on what you're doing this year.
Yeah, we have a lot going on with digital marketing, and specifically, you know, we're doing a lot on our own national branded side that will connect to creating demand for our dealers and creating increased leads. But more importantly, we've put in place a number of different programs for our dealers that they can participate in. And so it's everything from Omnify, Omnify Plus, to Edge Local Advertising, to an all-new rollout of Edge Stores, which includes a lot of connectivity to the work that we're doing digitally out of store and then connecting those consumers back in store to convert.
You know, one of the key things that your customer wants is they want leads, and that's a big part of what you're working on, right? And you've invested heavily to get the consumer who's in the process of buying flooring to let you know they're in that process. And one of the steps to that, other than, you know, keeping track of those people in the shopping process, is making sure that you take those consumers to your best customers, right?
Yeah, definitely. We've spent a lot of time looking at kind of the digital footprint of a lot of the shoppers that are in market and have gotten good at finding those audiences that are most likely to convert to a purchase. We bring them onto our own websites and then connect them with our most highly aligned dealers. That creates leads for those dealers and they click through. We provide that lead information and we hopefully drive their business. So that's been our number one focus with a lot of our marketing initiatives. And we're happy with the return on that.
This Edge Stores thing you just mentioned a minute ago is actually going to be on top of that dealer locator search, right? Tell us a little bit more about Edge Stores.
Yeah, so Edge Stores is our new aligned program. We're highly focused on providing a number of benefits, but we'd group them into two things. And one is a strategic advantage in finding and, you know, being able to convert those consumers. And then the other is in showroom experience. And so our Edge dealers that sign up for Edge Stores will be at top position on our dealer locator, which we believe is highly productive for them. We know that when you're top in search, consumers have a tendency to click and create leads for those dealers that are at the upper end of our search range. So that is one key thing. In addition, we're offering amplified co-op, so we're investing in co-op, and dealers that are in Edge Stores will have the highest co-op available in each Edge tier. It's something that we believe strongly in. We love co-marketing. We like having our brands be a leverage point for our dealers that are closely aligned to bring consumers into their stores.
Now, Mohawk can't be the expert in everything. You recognize that. So you partner with these experts in this whole digital marketing range, and your four partners are Broadloom, Sinkley, Q Floors, and Roomvo. And there's just recently been some news where Sinkley and Broadloom are together. How does that change anything?
Well, I think it's too early for us to really know what their business plan will look like, but our understanding is where is as is for now. And so we're excited to be able to offer our dealers more choice, whether they have other relationships with Broadloom or Sinkley or Roomvo, or they see something unique in their technology based on their own individual tech stack. We want them to be able to select which of those partners they are most interested in partnering with. Then what we do is offer Omnify, Omnify Plus. That is really a marketing overlay where all of our product data, all of our marketing assets, our campaigns, a lot of the best practices that we've been working to perfect, that will flow seamlessly onto the websites and into the business plans of these dealers. We don't want to exclude anybody's business from being able to partner with us on that front. And so having all four of those technology partners who really are leaders in technology, but they're also leaders in flooring technology, which is a really important aspect of our decision to partner with all four.
All right, Kelly, thanks for spending time with me and my listeners. Again, been talking to Kelly Whittefield, the Senior Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk, and you've listened to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.